Thank you for calling Jergens. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Amy. It's a pleasure speaking with an amazing voice on the phone. My name is Troy Cordell. I'm a specialist and accountant here at RDI Diamonds in New York.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, can you hear me? Your phone's going in and out.
Actually, I don't know what's going on with our line lately.
Oh, okay. You kind of threw me off, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Did she hang up, or what? Did she go or not? The reason why I'm giving you guys a call is I'm only working with, like, special accounts and businesses that I can see some potential in and probably increasing their sales between 10 to 25%. I've looked at your market and your area that's around, and I think that if you can look into the data, you can see that there is a great possibility that you're going to see a lot of increase in traffic within the next month or so. And the reason for that is, you know, it is graduation season, marital season, as far as for weddings and anniversaries. There's just more traveling that's happening, and, you know, people are taking selfies. The algorithm that's on, you know, all the social medias, people are wanting more jewelry, more bling, more vivid pictures. So that all those factors are kind of driving the jewelry market to kind of see that increase in sales. So what I'm trying to do is, one, help educate owners, sales reps, on how to retain that traffic, be like a go-to guy when they set up appointments, and, you know, tell them what type of questions they should ask to close those sales or how they're going to do comparisons. And most importantly is get you set up on a memo so I can get some product in to you that you currently don't have, or give you a special project and say, hey, listen, work this here, and I guarantee you, you know, you're going to make a sale off of it, because, you know, people want to see diversity and not the same thing they've been seeing, you know, month after coming in, you know, window shopping the store. Does that make sense?
It does very much so, yeah.
Okay.
That's where
awesome.
We try and have a very wide range.
Absolutely.
So we're not just a cookie cutter normal.
Exactly. I'm glad you can see the and not miss the boat, an opportunity in here. As you can see, RDI is doing something totally different. I'm not just a regular rep, as you can see from what things I'm articulating and looking at algorithms and key performance indicators. And I'm not reading from a script. This is, you know, my knowledge on the industry that I'm going to bring to the table. So as an example, your sales rep or whoever, say you guys got an appointment and, you know, someone's coming in, say, Saturday, and what, today's Tuesday, right? And you can literally call me up and say, hey, Troy, listen, I got somebody coming in on Saturday. I need an oval, maybe, you know, they're looking at a 2.5 carat. And I'll say, you know what, listen, I'll send you the 2.5. But I'm also going to just send you a 2 flat as well. We'll match, you know, different colors. We'll match the clarity. We'll play around with a range just in case the range for the customer is not there, but they have something that's tangible that they can hold, that they can see, and it can be a one-stop shop, and they're not shopping around and, you know, getting educated from you, but then going to Joe Schmo's, you know, Diamonds down the street or around the corner, and, you know, taking that knowledge, what they got from you, the pricing, and then they buy for them, because guess what? Joe doesn't know what he's talking about, but guess what? He just happened to have the ring they're looking for, right? And that's the end game. So let me send you over my information on RDI, and we got the website. You have it where you can look at it on your phone. You can sign up. We also sell, you know, studs. We sell pendants. We sell all types of other, you know, jewelry as well as the stones. Check your inventory. So a little homework for you. Just check your inventory. See what you think in the next 2 months of a very busy summer that how I just told you what's going to happen. How are you going to prepare for that? And how I'll tell you how. Look at our inventory. I'm going to actually give you a call back. I would love for you to order right now and have me send and memo you something right now. That would be great. I don't know if you're prepared for that right now to work on something, which is obviously no, right? So I'm so as you can see, I'm reading you pretty good, right? So you need some time, and usually a smart person is not going to just take the first, you know, bait and just go with it. You need some time to kind of digest this information, to do your research, to do your due diligence. So I want you to trust me. I'm going to send you the paperwork. Look it over. Fill out the credit request for it so that I can memo you.
No, that's something that you're not going to be able to – I won't be able to help you with that.
Why is that?
Because I'm not the person that does that. So.
Okay, so what are you? First of all, who are you? You haven't even told me your lovely name.
I'm just a sales. That's it.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Amy.
Okay, so Amy, guess what? If you're – now, if you were the manager and I came to your manager and I'm like, hey, listen, your reps, Amy, I think there was a Brianna there too. Is she still there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's gone? Okay, so Amy, you know, comes to you go to your manager. You're like, hey, listen, I got off the phone with Troy. He's telling me, he said he will help me in my sales. I can call him and, you know, say I got an appointment. I can ask him, you know, hey, what can I say to this customer? How do you think I should approach that? And he's not even charging me. He just said he'll give me some consulting advice as long as we get our diamonds and stuff from RDI. So I'm helping you make money, right, to close your sale, to put, you know, money in your pocket for your lifestyle, right? What manager will say no to that, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then also you're getting the KPI and the sales of, you know, that location. They can get that up and get their name out there. What manager will say no? No manager will say no unless they just don't have a clue what's going on. So do me a favor. I'll send that email over to, I got, is it web@jurgensjewelry.com or is it the sales@jurgensjewelry.com?
Just that one.
It's the sales one?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to send all my information to them.
Okay.
All I just need you to do is go to Carl. Is Carl still there?
Yeah.
I'll say, so Carl's the one that takes care of this, right?
No.
He doesn't take care of this, so he's not there either?
No.
Oh, gosh, you guys like went through everyone. Who's the manager now?
If you just want to send that would be just fine.
Well, I still got to know who I'm talking to. I'm glad we're at a good start.
Yeah. You can just send it. That's fine, and they'll look at it if they need to.
So you're not giving me no name? Seriously?
Nope.
You're doing that to me?
I'm sorry.
Wow. You know I'm going to call back, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, at least I know who I'm talking to, so I'm going to remember Amy.
Okay.
Amy, just do me that quickie. At least tell them to look at that information and at least, you know, give you the okay to at least pass me on when I call back next week. Because,
sure.
You know, obviously that will be some time for them to look at some stuff, take a look at our website. And you know what's on your floor. Just take a look and be like, you know what? What if I had, you know, an oval? What if I had a nice marquee that was, you know, a 1.5 or maybe the 2? I can probably sell that. You know, I can make a good amount of money on that. What if I had something different that is more catching that I don't have here, and then I can actually sell that and make some commission on it? Think about two things. So then when I call back, you know, I can say, hey, what you want me to send you overnight on a memo? And then I'll let you keep that for, you know, a couple weeks, a month, depending on what comes back. And then you sell it, make some money. And then we just keep doing that every single month. And when you got questions or whatever, you call me out. Let me be your diamond guy. We can be besties.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll have to see what they say, but I thank you very much, and I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a good day, okay?
Hey, I hope you do the same. I'll speak with you next week, okay? Please get my paperwork back to me. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.